Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to take a short Amen-style call-and-response riff and stretch it into a proper jungle, old-school drum and bass phrase. Now, this is not just a writing trick, it's also a mixing move, because in jungle, a riff doesn't exist by itself. It has to live with the Amen break, with the sub, with the bass movement and with the space around the drums. The goal is to make the loop feel like it's breathing, not packed full. So let's build something that feels like a real drop section, not just a repetitive idea. First, set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 172 BPM. If you want that classic energy, aim for around 168. That's a really nice sweet spot for jungle and old school DNB because the break still has room to roll, but the track keeps its bite. Create three basic tracks to start with, one MIDI track for your riff, one audio track for your Amen break, and one MIDI track for your sub. If you want to keep things super organized, you can also make a return track or a separate FX track later, but don't overcomplicate it at the beginning. Set your loop to 4 bars. That's a really beginner-friendly length, because you can clearly hear the call and response, and you can make changes without getting lost in a huge arrangement. Now load your Amen break. You can use a chopped break in drum rack, or drop it into simpler and use slice mode so each hit can be edited. The important thing is to keep the break and the riff separate, because that makes the mixing decisions much clearer. Next, build the riff. Keep it simple, seriously simple. Don't start with a full melody. Start with a tiny motif, maybe 2 to 4 notes max. Think in terms of a question and an answer. For example, your call could be a short phrase like D, F, G. Then your response could be C, D, or maybe even a lower version of the same idea. The main thing is that the response feels like it answers the first phrase. Place the call on beat 1, or maybe on the offbeat after 1. Then let the answer land around beat 3 or 4. That push-pull feeling is a huge part of jungle. It makes the phrase feel conversational, like the drums and bass are talking to each other. Keep the notes short at first. Around 1/8 notes or 1/4 notes is a good place to start. Also vary the velocity a little, maybe somewhere between 70 and 110, so the phrase doesn't feel robotic. And leave some space. That space matters because the Amen break is already packed with detail. If your riff is too busy, the groove starts to get muddy fast. Now let's shape the sound. For a beginner, a simple Ableton chain is enough. Try an instrument like Waveedable, Operator, or Analog. Then follow it with EQ8, Saturator, and maybe Auto Filter if you want movement. You can also add compressor later if the sound needs more control. Start with a basic waveform, something like a saw, square, or a slightly detuned patch. Then cut the low end if the sound is only meant to live in the mid-range. If you're using the riff as a mid-bass layer, high-pass it around 80 to 120 Hz with EQ8 so it doesn't clash with the sub. Then add a bit of saturator. You don't need loads, just enough to give it some grit and make it feel more sample-like. In old-school jungle, a little dirt is a good thing. It helps the sound fit the style. You want character, not polish for the sake of polish. Now comes the stretching part, and here's the key idea. Don't just copy the same bar 4 times. Duplicate the idea and make tiny changes. Try this shape across 4 bars. Bar 1 is your original call. Bar 2 is the response, maybe lower by an octave or with one note removed. Bar 3 brings the call back, but with a small rhythm change. Bar 4 adds a pickup note, a short rest, or a tiny fill that leads back into bar 1. That's what makes the phrase feel alive. Jungle is built on variation inside repetition. The listener hears the motif, but the tiny changes keep it moving. A very useful trick here is to think in drum answers, not just note lengths. A response can be a lower hit, a ghost note, a rest, or even the same note repeated more quietly. It doesn't always have to be more notes. In fact, often when the break gets busier, the riff should get more economical. Now let's lock the riff to the Amen break. Play the two together and listen carefully to the snare and kick pattern. The riff should feel like it responds to the break, not like it's fighting it. If one of your notes lands right on top of a snare transient and it feels messy, nudge it a little earlier or later. Even a tiny move can make a huge difference. This is one of those beginner magic moments. If the phrase feels stiff, don't immediately add more notes. Try moving one note into a different rhythmic pocket. That tiny adjustment can make the whole thing feel more human, more lived in. You can also add a little swing by nudging a few notes off the grid. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds can help the riff breathe with a break. Jungle and DNB often feel alive, because they're not perfectly rigid. The micro timing is part of the groove. Now let's talk about the low end, because this is where a lot of beginners get into trouble. If your riff has low notes, make sure it's not stomping on the sub. If the track already has a dedicated sub line, keep the riff out of that zone. Use EQ8 to high pass it somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, depending on the sound. And if the sound is too wide down low, use utility to reduce width or keep the low end mono. A really good test is this: mute the sub and ask yourself, does the riff still have a shape? Then unmute the sub and ask, does the low end stay clear, or does it become one big blur? If it becomes a blur, the riff and sub are not separating properly yet. For jungle, the sub should usually be felt more than heard. The break should cut through, and the riff should dance around both of them without taking over the whole mix. Once the loop is working, add movement with automation. You do not need giant sweeps here. Small changes are often better. Try automating the filter cutoff on auto filter or the drive on saturator or the riff volume by a decibel or two. You could also send a little bit of the last note into a short delay or reverb throw to create a transition. A simple idea is to open the filter slightly in bar 4, so the loop feels like it's lifting before it comes back around. Or make the response a little more saturated than the call, so there's a subtle contrast. Those little changes go a long way in this style. Now group your drums separately from your riff so you can balance them properly. Put the amen break and any related percussion on a drum bus. On that bus, you can use a light glue compressor, maybe a little EQ, and a touch of saturator if you want more thickness. On the riff track, keep the level a bit lower than you think at first. Let the drums own the transient impact. The riff should feel like it's moving around the break, not sitting on top of it and crushing it. A good rough balance is this: the break should cut, the riff should dance, the sub should anchor everything, and the master should still have headroom. Ideally, you want the mix peaking below about -6 dB while you're building the section. Now let's arrange it so it feels like a real tune section. Don't just loop the same 4 bars forever. That will sound like an idea, not a track. Instead, think in phrases. For example, bars 1 to 4 could be the original stretched riff. Bars 5 to 8 could introduce a variation, maybe an octave change or a slightly more open filter. Bars 9 to 12 could become more sparse. Then bars 13 to 16 could bring in a fill, a reverse hit, or a short delay throw before the next section. That's how you build old-school jungle energy. It's not about huge chord changes or overblown drops. It's about layering energy over time. Small motifs can carry a whole section if the rhythm and the mix are right. If you want extra character, here are a few strong moves. You can duplicate the riff and create a parallel grit layer, then distort only the copy and keep it low in the mix. That gives you edge without losing clarity. You can also resample the phrase to audio, chop it up, and rearrange a few slices. That often gives a more authentic chop jungle feel than MIDI alone. If the sound gets harsh, especially around the 2 to 5 kHz range, make a gentle EQ cut there instead of just turning it down. And if you want atmosphere, send a little of the riff to a filtered reverb or delay return, but keep the low end out of that space. The big idea to remember is this: in jungle and old school DNB, small changes make a huge impact. A tiny rhythm shift, a note removal, an octave drop, or a slightly different velocity can make a loop feel alive. So here's your practice challenge. Make one 4-bar jungle phrase. Load an amen break at 168 BPM. Write a 2 to 4 note riff using a stock Ableton instrument. Turn it into a call and response. Duplicate it into 4 bars and change at least one thing in bars 3 and 4. Add EQ8 and saturator. High pass the riff so it doesn't clash with the sub. Add a little automation for filter or volume. Do a mono check. Then listen back and see if it feels like a real tune section. If you can make a tiny riff feel alive against an amen break, you're already thinking like a jungle producer. Nice work. Now go make it rude.